Now we have Pastor Denise, now we don't have her.
Hello. Can you hear me?
Yes.
Yeah.
好，是不是我已经拿了奖品了？我们可以回家。
Before I came up here, I was talking to the Venerable and his assistant about how to attract more young people to the temple.
刚才我跟住持基传法师谈，怎么样吸引年轻人来参加我们的佛教团体。
One of the most important ways is to make the Dhamma more fun.
最重要是要让我们的佛法有趣，让年轻人才会有兴趣来。
So when people listen to the Dhamma, they are not learning just the great teachings, but they're learning in such a way it makes them happy.
对他们来学佛法的话，不是只是也学佛法，他也能也可以很快乐。
As one monk once said, "If I can make people laugh, then their mouths are open."
而且有一个比丘师父说，如果我们能够让他们开笑，他们欢笑的话，他们能够哈哈大笑的话，他们口就能够开。
Once their mouths are open, I can put in.
一旦他们的口筋张开的时候，我就可以把法药丢进他的口里面。
And also, once people are happy, they pay attention.
而且他们多高兴的话，他们就会专注，会注意。
And they like to come back again to listen to more drum.
他们会继续再回来听啊，好嘛。
In modern business, in Finland, we call it marketing.
在现在的行业，我们叫做 marketing， 就是做传销。
我就认为
一个很好的产品，我们可以把它包装，让它更加吸引人。
For example, when I became a Buddhist in London, I would go to the monks, the teachers of so many different traditions.
比如说我在伦敦开始学佛的时候，我去过很多寺庙，很多不同传承的啊寺庙。
I did not like the Zen monks.
我不喜欢同一个啊师傅。
They would hit you with a stick.
因为他们会拿那个啊板杖打人。
That was no fun.
那个不好玩。
A sikh I met in Hong Kong last year, he told me a very interesting story.
去年我去香港遇到一个师傅，他告诉我一个很有趣的故事。
A sikh in mainland China was teaching meditation retreat.
这个在中国大陆的那个师傅啊，他是教禅坐静坐。
During the retreat, one of the ladies, middle-aged lady, started nodding, going to sleep. So he hit her with the stick.
当在禅修静坐的过程中，有一个弟子打瞌睡，他就拿那个板杖打。
She immediately got out her cell phone, called the police, and arrested.
那个弟子马上把他的电话拿出来，然后打电话给警察，然后把那个师傅抓了起来。
The police had no choice. They had to arrest Sifu.
那警察没办法，只好把那个师傅抓起。
So that's why, please, if you go to China, please do not use the stick.
所以呢，我去中国教禅修、教禅坐，千万不好用那个。
And I did not like Sri Lankan monks. They never smile.
我也不喜欢斯里兰卡的饮食师傅们，因为他们从来没有笑，都很严肃。
The Tibetan monks, they were good.
泰国的比是越南的师傅就是 They don't need my translation. 衣服。
And because I was very junior monk, when they would take us from one monastery to another monastery, I had to sit in the back of the truck.
因为我是刚新进的比丘嘛，所以当他们从一个地方带我们去另外一个地方时，我们在坐火车时，我一直坐在后面。
With the chicken from the pig.
看那些坐在后面的鸡啊、猪啊，都坐在一起。
And on the back of the truck, there was a metal frame. On top of the metal frame, a sheet of tarpaulin to protect it from rain.
在那货车后面，它有一个铁的那个脚，那人家上面有一个那个。
And every time that truck hit pothole, the car went down, I would go.
我每次让货车里面那个路都是坑，很多洞，我嘛，所以车如果接近洞口的时候，它就干掉，我就干它。
And I was unmoved.
因为我是一个洋人嘛，我不打这种高的，所以每次跳起来的时候，我就会撞到上面的
人。It really
hurt. 啊，弄到我很痛。
For you, it would not hurt.
如果是你的话，你不会痛。
Because you've got padding, your hair.
因为你有那个头发，所以是辫。对我来讲，因为我没有头发嘛，所以撞到头，那个铁就会很痛。
But sometimes I was with Taiwan. When Taiwan hit their head, they never got angry. They laughed.
有时候一铁开过鼻子跟我撞在一起，然后当他们撞到那个铁子的时候，他们没有生气，他们掉，他们哈哈掉了。
I could not understand how come when you hit your head you laugh.
我当时不明白为什么你撞到你的头你会掉呢？
Being unwell when I hit my head, I swore.
而我呢，当我撞到铁子的时候，我就诅咒，就骂。
I swore in English.
我用英语来骂。
But the time I would laugh.
不管那些泰国比丘和泰国比丘他们笑，我不明白为什么。
I was scientist. I wanted to find out why they laugh.
出家以前我是一个科学家嘛，所以我就要研究为什么你撞到铁子的时候你不痛反而会掉呢？
My first suggestion was those Thai monks, they must have hit their head so many times they were brain damaged.
我的第一个猜测是那些泰国比丘一定是撞到铁子撞了太多次了，已经撞到脑坏了。
But I just speak to these monks afterwards. They were sensible monks. They weren't brain damaged.
我过后跟他们谈话的时候，我发觉到他们都没有脑坏呀，他讲话都很合理。
So I decided to do experiments.
我就想尝试做一个试验看。
I decided.The next time I hit my head, I am not going to swear, I'm going to laugh.
我决定下一次我撞到我的头的时候，我不再骂，而我是笑。
You know what I discovered? I discovered an important Buddhist principle.
你知道我发现到什么吗？我发现了一个很重要的佛法的原则，道理。
If you hit your head and laugh, it hurts much less.
如果你撞到你的头而你掉的话，它的痛苦就会很减少很多。
If you don't believe me, ask the person to the next one. disappointed in life. Things go wrong. We hurt. Why we get angry? That's stupid.
刚才讲的，如果你不相信，你可以叫你旁边的人找找你的伙伴。然后为什么我们每次遇到有问题的时候，遇到困难，遇到问题的时候，我们总是埋怨啊，生气啊，骂啊等等。Life
hurts much less when you laugh.
生活的痛苦，如果你笑的话。
So, when you go to see your doctor, laugh.
So, if you go to see your doctor, laugh.
When your husband says, darling, I don't love you anymore, I'm leaving you, laugh. If
you go to see your doctor, you say, oh, I don't love you anymore, I don't love you anymore, then you should laugh.
When you're about to die,
laugh.
你将要死的时候，你也可以大胆的笑。
What he taught me was, it doesn't matter what you experience in life, it's always how you look at it, whether it's suffering or pain.
但是不管你人生经历到什么东西，不管你经历到什么东西，重要的是你的观点，你对那个事情的看法。
Even this temple here, you're building a very beautiful temple, but you still need to clean up outside.
比如说这个寺庙，你建的这么宏伟、漂亮的寺庙，不过你还是需要常常的去清洗它。
So you should all volunteer to help clean up.
所以你们应该要，volunteer，跟我来帮助，清洗这个寺庙。
I will now teach you why, when you clean up, you are number one witness.
我会告诉你为什么，如果你来帮助清洁事业，你是第一例子。
This is the simile of the five fingers.
这是一个割手指的譬喻啊，故事。
One day the five fingers were arguing, who is the most important finger?
有一天，这五只手指呢，在争吵说，哪一只、哪一个手指才是最重要的手指？This
finger said, "I am the strongest finger."
拇指说，我是最强的手指。
I am the opposable thumb, which allows you to hold things.
我可以把手指这样做，然后可以抓住东西。
And when you say, okay, you raise me up, I am the okay finger.
当你说 okay 的时候，你是这样说， okay 的，我说我是 okay 的。
I am the best.
我是最好的。
And this finger said, no, I am the best.
那个狮子说，不是，我才是最好的。
I am the finger of wisdom. I point things out to me.
我是智慧的手指，我指向哪一个是对哪个。
And the Buddha said, wisdom is the best. This is triple wisdom, four wisdom.
佛法说智慧是最好的，所以我是智慧的手指，而我是最好的。I
have to ask the sequel afterwards. What does triple wisdom mean?
我会等下问住持法师。 Triple wisdom is 三位，是什么意思？
I thought it might mean like when you get like ice cream or cake, triple chocolate. Richer chocolate, normally. And this is richer wisdom, triple chocolate.
You love the Oreo.
Anyway, I am the finger of wisdom, and also when you say number one, who do you put up? Me. I am the number one finger.
定的。
我是这边手而且你当你说第一的时候是我出来讲第一的，所以我是第一的手指。
And then this finger. I am the middle right finger. And the Buddha said, middle right is the best.
我是中指，我是中道的中指。而佛法说，我说中道是最好的，所以我才是最好的。
And I am the tallest of you all, so I see even further than wisdom.
而且我是最高的。所以我看得更远，最智慧最看得最多。
And somebody pointed out in the audience, I am also the most powerful finger.
而且这边的听众里面有人指出说，中指是最强的，所以我是最好。
If you raise me up not this way but the other way, see how powerful I am.
结婚的手指也是穿在我的身上。结婚的手指也是穿在我的身上。
And without love, compassion, where would our world be?
没有爱，没有慈悲，我们世界会变成怎么样的呢？
Love, compassion is so important. I am the most important.
爱和慈悲。这么的重要，所以呢，我才是最重要的手指，最好的手指。
Not like this little girl.
然后最后的一个屌子。
And this little finger says, actually, I am the most important.
那屌子说，其实呢，我才是最重要的手指。
Even though I may be very small, I am still the most important.
虽然我很小，我才是最重要的。
Even though you use me to do dirty things.
虽然你用我来做很多我做的事情。
Still, whenever you pray to the Buddha, I am always the closest.
如果呢，每次你来拜佛礼佛的时候，我是靠近佛陀最近的时候。
So the most
important person in the temple is the one who does the dirty things by cleaning up afterwards. They are closest to the Buddha.
Now that's the type of wisdom I like. Easy to understand, helpful, which encourages people to do good things.
那种智慧哦，又浅白，又能够帮助我们理解，然后教人做好事，这个才是我喜欢的，是佛法的智慧。
And I saw the wiser the monks and the nuns became, the happier they became.
而且我发现到哦，那些比丘们，他们越有智慧的话，他们就越快乐。
And I mentioned to this to a few people in retreat.Even in the time of the Buddha said, if a monk is practicing meditation, becoming wise, he will be smiling a lot.
而且佛陀说，我跟我的禅修营的同学们、学生们说，即使在佛的时代，佛陀也说过，如果你禅修有成就的话，有成绩的话，你应该是常常微笑的。
That's in the Dhamma Chaitanya Sutra.
他是在转法轮经。
So Buddhism is supposed to be making you happier.
所以学佛是应该让你更加快乐的。
And I'm happier.
越来越快乐。调回来地了。
Then many people come to your temple.
这样就会很多人来你的寺院。
For example, I go in aircraft a lot. I travel a lot.
比如说我去我飞很多地方啊，我常常坐飞机。
Many times in airport, I see these travelers carrying their heavy suitcases.
很多时候我在飞机场会看到很多人拉着很沉重的那些行李。
They get so tired.
他们看起来是这样的疲劳。
And all they need to do.
他们需要做的是把他们的行李放下来。不过他们不知道应该怎么做。
So I've been teaching many people the meditation of the two suitcases.
我教很多人学习这种两个行李包的的禅修方法。I need to make an announcement. BKJ357 的车主，请把你的车移开一下。
Okay. Is it parking
lot? BKJ351, please move your car.
Because if you do not move your car, you consider it to be a donation.
如果你没有把你的车移的话，我们就当做你捐给寺庙。把你的眼睛关起来，想象你在拿着两个很重的行李。 现在看到右边那个行李。
Now you can hear it in stereo. So, you imagine suitcase in your right hand on the outside has the letters FUTURE, the future.
你的右边的行李就写作是把几个字叫做 FUTURE， 就是未来。
Because in the suitcase in your right hand,You have all of your plans, your worries, your fears, and also your dreams as well.
你的右边的行李代表未来，就是你的一切的计划啦，你的梦想啦，你的恐惧啦，你的忧虑等等。
And you carry the future for such a long time that your heart is very heavy and your brain is tired.
你提着这个未来的一切已经很久很久了，你会感觉到你心也是很重。
And in this meditation, you imagine that those two suitcases represent your past and future. And then you lower each suitcase down onto the ground, one by one.
那在这个禅修方法里面，你想象那两个行李，一个是未来，一个是过去，然后你把它们放下来。
And when you put the suitcase on the ground, there is no burden anymore. You can relax your hand and re-energize your arm.
当你把那个行李放下来的时候，你就会觉得很轻松，你已经不再酸痛了，你可以放松了。
You're not throwing those suitcases away. You're putting them down just for a few minutes to rest.
你不是把那个行李丢掉，你只是把它放下一分钟，让你休息一下。
And you imagine yourself looking down at the suitcase of your past, the suitcase of your future, and you're standing between them in the beautiful place we call present moment.
你看着你左边的那个。过去的行李呢，看着你右边的那个未来的行李，而你就站在他们的中间，那个中间呢就叫做 present， 也就是当下，也就是现在。
So you can rest and relax for a few minutes.
所以你可以休息一下，放松一下，几分钟。
No one will take those suitcases away. You have to pick them up afterwards. But you can rest.
没有人会拿掉你那两个行李，也没人会帮你拿那两个行李，你只是放下让你休息一下。
And when you rest, then you get happier and more free.
当你休息过后，你就会感觉快乐一点，而且比较自由一点。
The past is finished, it's dead. Thinking about the past is like carrying a coffin on your head.
讲到过去就好像提着一个过去的棺材在你的头顶上一样。
I know people in Penang are very afraid of coffin.
我知道槟城的人很害怕棺材。
Because they're very afraid of ghosts.
因为他们很怕鬼。
People like me to tell ghost stories.
人喜欢听那些恐怖的故事。
There is one very dangerous ghost in our modern times.
在我们这个现代的社会，有一个很可怕的鬼哦。
I have seen this ghost myself.
我自己有亲自见到。
I have seen it possess people.
我看到他们论的身体。
I've seen this ghost make people speak in strange voice. Amazing.
我看到他让人家讲奇奇怪怪的话，奇奇怪怪的声音。
And I warn you about this because this ghost has actually killed people.
我要警告你，因为这只鬼曾经杀死过人。
It's called the bottle ghost.
Water?
Bottle ghost.
这个叫做瓶子的鬼。
It lives in special bottles.
住在一个特别的瓶子里面。
Bottles of whiskey, beer, gin. It's called bottle brush.
那个酒精啊，那个 beer 啊，或者是那个酒精的瓶，那个啤酒瓶，就是叫做啊，不酒鬼了。
Because if you open the bottle top and you drink it, you're shrieking a very strange voice.
我的喝了那瓶酒，那个瓶子里面的饮料，你就会讲很奇奇怪怪的声音出来。
If you drink too much whiskey, you don't know what you're doing.
而且你喝了太多酒的话，你不知道你正在做什么。
You're possessed by bottle ghost.
你已经被那个酒瓶的鬼侵身了。
If you drive car, you can kill yourself.
如果你驾车，你可能会害死自己。
That's the most dangerous ghost in the whole of Penang.
这个在槟城是最可怕的鬼。
That's why in English we call bottles of whiskey.Rum, vodka, we call them spirits.
我就是为什么我们叫这些鬼啊，这些鬼叫做 spirit. Spirit 在英文就是酒精的意思哦，在另外一个意思就是鬼魂了。
That is one ghost everybody has seen.
那是一个大家都能够看得到的鬼。
So be careful.
小心一点。
When you let go of past and future, you can relax and be more happy.
所以如果你放下过去，放下未来，你至少可以休息一下，然后可以快乐一点。
You've got no stress anymore.
你已经没有压力了。
So whatever happened in past is finished, is done, is gone, bye bye.
过去的已经过去了，可以跟他说拜拜了。
And as for future.Now is the only time you can do anything about your future.
关于未来呢，只有现在你能够做一些事情来决定你的未来。
Now is where your future is being made.
现在这个当下呢，是你的未来的创造者。你这未来不是因为现在而建起来。
So don't worry about anything.
所以不需要担心任何事情。
If in the present moment you are doing the very best you can, then the future will be the very best it can be.
如果你当下尽了一切的努力，那么未来就会很好。
So why do you worry so much?
所以担心这么多做什么呢？
To be happy, like the Buddha.
你会像佛陀一样的快乐。
I think I've told a few people on my retreat. Also, many people worry about me. They worry about me, they've got enough to worry about. Don't worry about me.
我的参修课程里的同学有很多人在担心我。为什么要担心我呢？
I just told the venerable beforehand. Many people say, Ajahn Brahm getting too fat.
我刚刚跟住持师父说，很多人说我很胖。
Then no, I'm not getting fat.
我跟他不是，我不是越来越胖。
It's just what happens when you become senior monk.
但是如果你变成长老比丘的话，你就会这样的。
Because the more years you spend as a sifu.The more compassion you develop.
因为你越久的话，你出家越久的话，你就越多的慈悲。
Every year I get more kind and more compassionate.
每一年我越来越多的慈悲心。
Every year my heart gets bigger and bigger and bigger. Now it's so big it needs big bodies.
每一年我的心就越来越大，越来越大，所以那我这个很大的心呢，需要一个大的身体来装它。
I got fat, just got bigger.
我没有肥胖，我只是一个很大的心哦，大量的心。 帮大的品质。
Other people, they worry, if I travel a lot, what happens if terrorists get on aircraft and blows up my plane?
还有其他同学呢，就担心说，哇，你像飞，如果你的飞机上有那个恐怖分子把那个飞机炸掉怎么办？
I tell people, I am not worried at all about being killed in aircraft explosions.
我说我完全不会担心说在飞机上会被炸死。
Because there are three benefits of being blown up at 36,000 feet.
因为在36,000尺高空被炸死有三个好处。
The third benefit of dying in aircraft explosion is instant cremation.
第一个好处呢，在高空被炸死呢，就是。马上被火葬。
It takes so much time to arrange Chinese funerals. You have to feed so many people, arrange this, arrange that, always big headache.
In Denmark, it's a problem. 多麻烦，要请人家吃，要花这么麻烦费等等，要花很多钱。在高空被炸死，马上就解决了。
They even scatter your ashes for
you. 那个包子，甚至把你的那个骨灰呀撒在大地里头，不叫你麻烦。
Number two, funeral very expensive.
第二个，葬礼大家都知道很昂贵嘛，哦。
And where to put ashes?Very expensive.
Principal ashes, very expensive. 的那个啊，那个放骨灰的地方啊，那个真位是吗？那个牌位也是很贵啊，现在几多少钱啊？啊，
If you die in aircraft explosion, no cost for family.The family gets insurance payout from aircraft.
如果你在飞机高空被炸死的话，你不需要花钱，而且呢，你的家庭还可以得到保险金。
Very good value for money.
很值得是吗？
And last, the third benefit is the best.
最后第三那个更好。
If you die.Aircraft explosion at 36,000 feet. You are so close to heaven, it's easy to go the rest of the way.
Because you're in 高空，你迈三十，那三万六千尺高空哦，你比较靠近天堂嘛，就更容易上去。
So don't worry about anything.
所以你不需要担心任何事情。
Just doing that, you become very happy.
哦，你可以变成很快乐。
But sometimes people get a bit upset when things go wrong in life.
我在生活里面，如果我们遇到困难，如果有事情出差错的话，我们就会觉得很快乐。
Young men come and say they're very upset. Their girlfriend dumped them.
年轻的男子呢来找我，他说他不快乐，因为他的女朋友。
I said, oh no, you're very lucky.
我告诉他你很幸运哦。
Now you can become single.
现在可以出家。
We need more single in Penang.
在槟城我需要更多的出家比丘啊。
There's lots and lots and lots of people working and doing business, not enough single.
很多人做工。说我们不够支付啊。
Very good being single, very happy, long life, nice food, and good retirement, nothing else.
住家做比丘有很多好处啊，可以好命啊，可以舒服啊，可以好吃东西啊，而且很好的退休的好处。
But this is why, the happier you get,the closer you are to enlightenment.
就是说如果你越高越快乐的话，你就离开正觉，离开觉悟越靠近。
Because your mind first is not attached to anything.
因为真觉的人，他是不会执着任何东西的。
No, we let go.
他们永远都是放下。
But I tell people there are some things even enlightened people should be attached to.
不过有一些事情，即使真悟的人也会执着的。
If you're riding on the back of a motorbike in Penang, please do not let go.
如果在槟城坐那个电单车，坐在后面的话，千万不要放下。
You're attached to the right things and let go of the things which cause you pain or suffering.
所以应该懂得什么应该放下，那些让你痛苦的、不快乐的，那么你就应该放下。
And that way you get happier and happier and happier.
那么你就会越来越快乐。
So this is how we can laugh all the way to heaven.
这就是我们怎么样的一路快乐欢喜的，直到正觉，直到觉悟。
Even when someone you love very much dies, you can actually be happy.
即使你一个心爱的亲属死了，你也是可以很快乐的。
My father.He died when I was only 16.
我的父亲在我只有十六岁的时候就去世了。
I love my father very much.
我很爱他。
He was a very good man.
他是一个很好的人。
But I never felt sad when he died.
我他死的时候，我没有感到伤心。
Even at his funeral, I never cried.
即使在他的葬礼，我也没有哭。
Only later on did I understand why.
只有到后来我才明白为什么我会这样。
When I was a young man in London before I became Sikhu, I liked music.
在伦敦的时候，我还很年轻的时候，我还没有出嫁以前，我很喜欢音乐。
I saw Rolling Stones when I was only 11.
Rolling Stones， 我喜欢啊！我去参加一个 Rolling Stones 的那个音乐会。
Later on.I went to, it was an English pub, on the top they had a hall for music. With my brother, I went to see a band, only six people turned up.
还有另外一个就是在一个酒吧上面有一个夜厅嘛，我跟我的兄弟 brother 嘛去参加，那时候只有六个人。
I thought what band would play just for an audience of six people?
他想什么乐队会为了六个听众而表演的呢
？But they played for us. It was like a private concert.
我他们还是为我们而表演。
The lead singer of that band was called Rod Stewart.
那个乐队的主唱者就是 Rod Stewart.
So I remember those concerts in London very well.
我记得那个那时候的在伦敦的那些音乐宴会和那些音乐会。
But when the concert had finished, we'd all stand up, clap, we'd shout for more, more, more.
当那些音乐完毕的时候，我们都会站起来说：“我们要更多，要更多。”
Do you do that in Penang?
Yes.
Do you feel that after my talk is finished?
Yeah! Let me think about that.
所以你们在平常会这样吗？你会说，再来，更多吗？我的讲课完的时候，你们会说，再来。
after this whole talk has finished, the band has to go home to study life.
我最后呢，总是要有结束的时候，然后我也要回家。
Even after the concert is finished, I never felt sad.
而且音乐会完毕的时候，我从来没有感到会伤心的。
I never cried.
从来没有
concert was over.
我从来不会说哦，那个音乐会完毕了，我就会哭。
Instead, I felt so lucky to have been there and witnessed. beautiful music.
相反的，我感觉到自己很幸运，每个在音乐会听到这么美妙的音乐。
And that's how I felt when my father died.
那就是当我爸爸去世时候我的感觉。
It was like a great concert for 16 years. Now it was over.
这就好像有16年的很好的音乐会，16年过后终于完毕了。
I never felt that. I felt so privileged, so lucky.
我没有感到伤心，我感到很幸福。
I was grateful for the time I had with my father. I never felt sad for the time he'd been taken away.
能够跟我爸爸相处这么多年，我感到很感恩，我从来不感到伤心。
That's a Buddhist attitude to death. You feel like happy inside, happy to know such a wonderful mother or father for such a long time.
这个就是佛教徒应有的态度。
That is much healthier than crying.
那个比哭来得更加健康。
That keeps you happy no matter what happens. Would you like your friends and loved ones to cry when you die?
No.
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 What did you say?
No.
Tell your relation. You don't cry. If you cry, I'll come back for you.
所以当你死的时候，你要你的亲戚朋友哭吗？ 如果你不要的话，那么当他们去世的时候，你也不应该哭。
So you can tell your relation, remember me, like you remember a great concert. Always remember the beautiful music we shared together. So don't leave the funeral ceremony with tears in your eyes. Leave with gratitude.
对，告诉你的亲属说，当我去世的时候，在我的葬礼里面不要哭，不要担心，就当做是一个音乐会，哦，已经结束了。记得那音乐会的美妙的时光，记得我们曾经在一起的美妙的时光。
That's why in Australia many Christians have asked me to do the funeral for them.
所以在澳洲呢，现在很多基督教徒叫我帮他们主持葬礼。
It's like pre-booking.
说是好像要预定这样，预定了。
Because they don't want people to be sad.
因为他们不要他们的亲戚朋友伤心。
So this is how, if you practice Dharma, it takes away suffering and makes you happier and happier.
所以如果你学佛法呢， 把你的痛苦，把你的不快乐拿掉，就让你越来越快乐。
So as you learn more and more Dharma, you suffer less, you get more smiling.
所以你学的越多佛法的话，你就越来越快乐，你的笑容也越来越多。
And you can laugh more and more and more, like you've all been doing the last hour.
你可以笑得越来越多，像刚才那个同学你们的笑容一样。
And you can laugh all the way to enlightenment.
而且你可以一直笑，一直笑，直到你觉悟为止。
Thank you for listening.
谢谢。
Catholics,
But the ones which come from the United States or Korea, they get young people to start doing crazy speech. No one understands it. Called speaking in tongues. That's what we call it Christianity. But basically, it's just nonsense speech. I'm now going to speak in tongues. I'm not going to do it.
And people ask me,
if people have to get reborn to become human beings, where do all the people come from?
如果人再来世还重生为人，那么越来越多人口，到底他们从哪里来？
The answer is very easy.
答案很简单。
As human population has been growing, growing, the animal population has been declining, declining.
人类的，当人类的人口越来越多的时候，那些动物的人口是越来越少。
So many monkeys have now got reborn as your children.
很多很多那些猴子啊，现在都重生啊，成为你的孩子。
Doesn't that make sense?
有道理吗？
Dear Acharya, are all those rituals, our Master Enlightenment, they are too much and driving crazy? Are there too many rituals?
Yeah, 太多的佛法仪规，他们让我很烦恼。
If you know what the ritual means, then it is good.
如果你知道那些仪规，那个礼仪，它的意义是什么，那么就很好。
I was sharing my retreatants about why is it in Chinese temples, Theravada, Mahayana, that when you put incense in the holder, you always shake it.
我在告诉我的堂姐的学生，在我的寺庙里面，不管是大分的寺庙或者是三种的寺庙，当你把香放进那个香罐里面，要，要，要。在泰国的寺庙，他们只是把香放进去而已。
So do you know the reason why in Chinese temple you shake incense?
你知道为什么在华人寺庙我们都是要这样？
It is because in Chinese temples you first go to the temple usually with your grandmother.
因为在华人寺庙，当你第一次去寺庙的时候，通常都是跟着你的婆婆那个祖母去。
And your grandmother shows you what to do.
你的祖母，你的婆婆，教你怎么走。
And your grandmother's got Parkinson's.
你的婆婆，你的祖母，那有帕金森，有帕金森，他会帮，还跑，还可以。
She shakes the incense.
因为他跑。
But that ceremonies are very good.
我以为是很好的。
How many of you know the chicken ceremony? You know the chicken ceremony? Very famous ceremony in Theravada.
在当中有一个法，一个。
One day, a husband had a big argument with his wife.
有一天，一个丈夫跟他的太太大吵一场。
And he said such terrible things to his wife.
他对他太太讲了很不好听的话，
really bad words，
很不好听，很
that his wife threw him out of the house，
说他太太把他赶出门。
He had no place to go, so he went to temple，
他没有地方去了，他去祭祀宴。
He told the sifu what had happened，
他告诉师父，发生了什么事。
The sifu said， you must now do chicken ceremony。
对，那师父告诉他，你现在要做这个跟着仪法。
And he asked the sifu, what is chicken ceremony?
他问师父，这个是什么仪式？这个是什么仪式？
Well, first, said the sifu, we need a chicken. So he said, go to the market, there's still time. Go and find a dead chicken. And at the same time, on the way from the market to the temple, pluck the chicken, take all the feathers
out. 买了那只鸡后，从市场回到寺庙的时候，你可以开始把那鸡毛发掉。
So he went to the market, purchased the dead chicken, and on the way back, he took all the feathers out, threw them away, so when he got to the temple, he presented the seafood with a freshly plucked chicken.
所以他到了市场买了一只鸡，然后再回来的路途上，他就把那个鸡毛扒光。他到了店头，他就给主顾那个已经扒光光的鸡。
Steve said, "Thank you. That's part one complete."
他说：“好，谢谢，这是第一部分。”
I'll put chicken in freezer. Now you can stay here tonight. Tomorrow morning, after morning chanting, you come and see me for part two for chicken.
今晚我就把那鸡放在冰橱里面，因为你就在今天早上送鸡过后，我再告诉你第二部分。
So after morning service, the seafood took the chicken out of the freezer, thawed it, and gave it back to the man.
早课过后，隔天的早课过后，那师傅就把那个鸡拿出来，然后给他解冻，然后交给那个人。
Now said the seafood, I want you to go back to the market the same way you came, find the feathers, and put them back in the
market. 他告诉他说，今天我要你回去市场，在路途中我要找你找回那些羽毛、鸡毛，然后把它放回去。
He said, I can't do that.
他说，我不能啊，怎么做到啊？
I probably won't be able to find all those feathers anymore.
我相信我都找不到那些鸡毛了。
And you don't know where they came from, even if you could put them back in.
而且即使你找到，你也不知道怎么放回去，它的毛是从那里发出来。
Exactly, said the seafood. That's the meaning of the chicken ceremony.
吴总，你说的对啊，这个就是我告诉你的。 鸡的仪式哦。
When bad words come out of your mouth, you can't find where they've gone, but put them back in.
当不好的话说出口以后，当恶毒的话说出口，你不能再放回去。
That was the meaning of the chicken ceremony. To show once the words are out, you can't catch them and put them back in again. It's too late. I've taken feathers out of a chicken. Once out, you can't put them back in.
对，那个鸡的意思，他告诉你说，当你把不好的话说出去的时候，你就不能够再收回来。
So he taught this man, always be careful of what you say. Once it's out of your mouth, you can't put it back in.
所以他告诉这个男人说，以后讲话要小心。 讲出的话，讲出去的话是收不回来的。
So that's the chicken ceremony. It helps you be more restrained and mindful and more kind the way you speak.
So that 就是鸡的仪式哈，它教你学习怎么样吃鸡，怎样比较对人家好。
So if ceremonies are useful and help become better people, wonderful, please do.
啊，所以如果仪式又让人家变得更好。 是很好的事情哦，你可以继续。
Number next question: inaccurate translation, inaccurate interpretation of the sutras. Recently, there is some talk of inaccurate translation and interpretation of Pali Sutra happen, resulting the language of today is not pure and on target. How do we identify the accurate translation and interpretation in order to preserve the true Dhamma?
经典哦，如果不准确的被翻译过来，不准确的被解释的话，它就会让那个经典不纯净哦。我怎么能够去发现或者是去找到那个经典的原原本本的意思
？Very easy answer. You just follow my interpretation. My answer, my interpretation is the best.
很容易，他说只要你跟着我的解释，跟着我的翻译，那个是最好的了。
All the sifus like that.
每一个师傅都这么说。
But now we have very good translations done by scholars.
啊，现在我们有很多学者，有很好的翻译啊。
And there's such a lot of teachings of the Buddha. You cannot get away with bad translations anymore.
而且现在有很多佛法可以学，很多经典，很多的那个书籍可以学的，不可能会学到不好的东西嘛。
So because of that, in modern translations, you can trust them; they are 99.9% good.
所以现在的翻译你可以相信，他们至少有99.98%准确的。
Next question. May I know how can a Buddhist know that it's time for them to become a full monk or nun? Because there are so many commitments in daily life. I am in my 30s and keep on asking myself this question. When is the time to become a monk or nun?
你可以告诉我，我怎么知道我几时应该出家？我已经30岁了，我有这样多的生活的一些责任等等。
What I said earlier on, let go of the past, let go of the future. Now is the only time you ever have. So ordain now.
我刚才不是告诉你吗？放下过去，放下未来，你只拥有现在。现在是最好，现在是出家。
So what you just have to do, if you have to make a decision, should I ordain or should I not ordain? Here's how to make a decision.
所以你要决定要不要出家，就是这样吧，就是这样去做决定。现在就做决定。
If it's such an important decision, you have to be very careful.
如果是那个很重要的决定，那么就要小心。
So get a coin, toss it.
可以拿出一个硬币来，比一下看是不是应该出家了。
Heads, I become a monk. Tails, I don't.
哎，你有听吗？听了吗？
哈哈哈哈哈。OK。
不过其实这个问题比你想看的更深。
So you toss the coin, it comes up head, become monk.
如果你丢那个硬币，然后它是风的话，你就成为比丘。
How do you feel? Do you think maybe 2 out of 3?
I've
tossed it a couple of more times. That means you don't really want to become monk.
就代表呢，你不是真的想要出家。
If you toss it up and comes up, head to become monk.
如果你丢一次就出现功，然后你说 ，Yeah， 我要出家了。
That means you really do want to become monk.
代表你真的想出家。
So tossing up a coin doesn't make a decision for you, but shows you what you really want to do.
Okay, 丢那个硬币并不是帮你做决定，只是让你自己真的想要出家还是不是。
So find out what you really want to do. If you really want to become a monk, become a monk. If you don't really, you keep on saying maybe in the future, you don't really want to, then don't.
要想清楚，你到底是不是真的想出家？如果真的想出家，你才出家；要不然的话，就不要。
Do parents get the children they deserve? Do children get the parents they deserve?
父母是不是 因为他们所应得的孩子，而孩子是不是得到他们所应得的父母呢？
Who asked that question?
Who's
your parents? It's a lot of the time, yes.
很多时候答案是是的。
A lot of the time, actually, we choose our parents.
很多时候是我们选择我们的。
But not always.
不是啊，有不是每次都是这样。
There are sometimes very good, kind parents.Have very bad children.
因为有时候很好的父母可以有很不好的孩子。
And sometimes very bad parents have good children.
啊，有时候呢，很差的父母呢，可以有很好的孩子。
So sometimes it's like a simile of the gardener and the seed.
这个就是有啊，好像一个比喻哈，就是那个。园丁跟那个种子的比喻。
Sometimes very good gardeners have very bad seeds, and no matter how good a gardener they are, they can't make that seed into a beautiful garden.
有时候园丁有的种子都很差，品质很差的，不管他怎么努力，他种出来的花都
Some parents are just so good and kind and very good parents, they have a bad child, a bad seed, they can't do much with it.
有些父母他们真的很好，很用心教他们孩子，不过孩子就是很拥有很不好的过去的业，所以不管他们多努力，但孩子都教不好。
And some gardeners are so bad, but they have such wonderful seed.In bad gardeners, they can't help but grow these beautiful plants.
有些园丁是很差劲，不过他们的种子是这么好，非常好。所以虽然他们的功夫很差，不过他们种出来的花草树木都很好。
So please don't blame yourself if your child turns out to be no good. Sometimes it's a bad seed, you couldn't do anything about it.
所以如果你的孩子教不好，你不需要怪责自己。有时候就是他们过去的种子，他过去的业种是很不好，所以你没有办法。
But on the subject of bringing up your children, you all want your children to go to good universities and get good jobs, don't you?
关于教养孩子，我相信你们都希望你的孩子可以去很好的大学，可以得到很好的工作。
But I've told people many times, if your son or your daughter comes in the top 10% at school, or the bottom 10%, you are not good Buddhist parents.
我曾经说过很多次，如果你的孩子在学校的表现是在前面的18%的话，那么你不是很好的佛教父母。
Because if you're a Buddhist parent, you believe in middle way. Avoid extremes.
因为如果你是真的佛教徒，你相信中道，你相信在中间，你会不偏向一边。
So middle way is the best.
所以中道是最好的。
Some children that listen to my talk, they like my talks very much. They say, Dad, come middle way. That's what Father said, middle way the best.
所以有些孩子很喜欢听我的讲课，他会跟妈妈说，看，师父说中道最好，中道小不用太好。
But I was school teacher for 1 year.
我曾经做了一年的老师。
I had a class of 30 children.
我的班上有30个学生。
Maybe 13, 14.
大概30-40个。
One of the children in the class came bottom of the class at the end of the year.
其中一个学生呢，在年终的时候考试是最后一名啊。
When I gave him the report card, that child was very, very afraid.What is my mummy and daddy going to do to me tonight when they find out I'm at the bottom of the class?
当我给他成绩册的时候，那个孩子很害怕，他
So the class knew I was Buddhist, so I went up to that child out of compassion to try to take away him being afraid.
所以我就去啊见那个孩子，然后让他知道他不需要害怕。
I explained to him about the Buddhist idea of bodhisattva.
我告诉他啊，关于佛法里面的菩萨道。
A bodhisattva is someone who sacrifices their own happiness so that no one else will have to suffer.
告诉他说，菩萨道里面的菩萨呢，他是希望别人快乐的，苦呢，痛苦是自己来承担哦。
I told this poor boy, I said, all your friends are all selfish, they think of themselves. You are the only one who sacrificed yourself. You came bottom of the class on purpose, so no one else would have to face what you're going to get from your mummy and daddy tonight.
所以我告诉那个孩子说，我说你班上里面呢，你是最好的哦。你看其他学生都很自私，只有你可以愿意牺牲自己啊，考最后名，让其他学生可以不需要考最后名，可以去把好的成绩让给他爸爸妈妈看。
So if your child comes bottom of the school, then just bodhisattva, praise them, say well done, son.
所以如果你的孩子考最后名，
Now, Ajahn, what are the Jataka stories all about? Does it relate to the past life of Prince Siddhartha? Jataka tells. The Jataka tells, some of them are past lives of the Buddha. Some of them are just very good stories. So it doesn't matter if they are true or not, they're very good stories to tell all
people.
One of my favorite Jataka tales is of Nandi Visala, the ox.
我最特别喜欢的一个本身故事是关于一只牛，公牛的故事吧。
The ox worked for a very poor farmer, and no matter how hard the farmer worked, he could never get enough money.
那个公牛啊，替一个很贫穷的农夫做工，不管那个农夫多么用功、多么努力，他都赚不到啊足够的钱。
Nandi Visala went up to his owner and spoke in human language. He said, I am a very special ox. Not only can I speak in human language, I am also the strongest ox in the world.
他说我是一只很特别的公牛。不但我会讲人话，而且我是世界上最强、最有力的你。
And you, my master, are getting very old. You should retire. And I'm getting old too. I should retire.
所以你是我的主人，你已经越来越老了，你应该退休。而我也是越来越老了，我也想要退休。
This is my retirement plan, said the ox.
所以说这是我的退休计划。
So both of us can stop working and live in luxury.
所以我们两个可以退休，然后很奢华的生活。
And the ox said to his owner, "There is a very rich man in town who likes gambling."
告诉你，在是在城市里面一个很有钱的人，那个有钱的人他是喜欢赌博。
Go to that rich man and say, my ox can pull 100 carts filled with the heaviest of stones.
你去告诉那个富有的人说，我的公牛可以拉100 一百辆的牛车，那个牛车里面都装着很多重的石头。
The rich man will say, "That's impossible." You say, "I will bet you $1 million ringgit you can do that."
从那个富人一定会跟你说，那个不可能。就跟他说，我会跟你打赌，用一百万马币跟你打赌。
And the rich man said, the farmer said, "Number one, no ox can pull such a heavy weight. Number two, we haven't got $1 million ringgit. What if we lose?"
那个主人就说，第一呢，一只公牛不可能拉这么重的牛车。第二，我们都没有一百万，怎么去跟人家打赌
？And the ox said, "I won't lose, and I can pull those cows." Oh, can make the bet.
他公牛对他主人说：“不用怕，我能够拉，我绝不会输。你去跟他打赌吧。”
So the farmer made the bet. All the people in town had to load all these carts, 100, all tied together, filled with stones, and they tied this big ox to the front.
所以他这个主人进去跟那个妇人打赌，而整个村里的人呢，就召集了一百辆的牛车，把那个牛车都装满了很重的石头，然后连接在一起，然后把那个牛公牛呢，就放在前面。
And the farmer got up onto the front car and shouted, "Pull those carts!"
说那个主人那个农夫就跑到前面去。告诉那个公牛，现在拉拉吧。
And the ox didn't move.
而那只公牛完全没有动。
Come on, pull those carts, you stupid ox.
那主人就告诉他说，拉拉，这个蠢材。
And the ox didn't move.
那公牛还是没有动。
He got out his stick and hit the ox. Pull those carts.
那农夫就拿出藤条来打那只牛，叫你拉拉那个牛车。
And the ox didn't move.
那个牛还是没有动。
All the people watching laughed at that stupid farmer.
全部的村民围观的村民都哈哈大笑哦。
No ox can pull 100 cars, they thought.
他们想，没有一只牛可以拉一百辆的牛车。
So the poor farmer had lost everything.
那可怜的农夫就失去一切了。
He was sitting under a tree, crying, not knowing what to do to pay off his debt.
他就坐在树下哭，不知道怎么样还那一笔债。
When he felt a wet nose in his ear.
然后他感觉到有一个很潮湿的鼻子在他的耳边。
It was his ox. His ox asked him, "Why are you crying?"
公牛问他，为什么你哭啊？
Because of you. You made me lose all that money.
都是因为你让我输掉那些钱。
You lied to me.
骗了我。
The ox said, "I didn't lie, master. I can't pull those carts."
公牛说，我没有骗你啊，我是真的可以拉那些牛车的。
Why didn't you?
如果你为什么不拉？
Because you shouted at
me. 因为你大声喊叫我。
And then you call me stupid.
然后你说我很蠢。
And then you hit me.
然后你打我。
Now said the ox, "Thank me."
然后他跟公牛说，我们现在有第二个计划。
All those cows are still there. Go to that rich man and bet.2 million ringgit.
那些牛车还有债啊！你现在去找那个富人，跟他打赌200万马币。
But this time, don't shout at me or call me stupid or hit me, okay?
不管谁是你，不要再对我喊，也不要叫我蠢，也不要再打我了。
So they went back to the rich man, made the bet. The rich man thought this is easy money. They tied the ox to the front cart, and the farmer got onto the top of that front cart.
所以那个富人以为他就可以容易的赢钱了，所以他们就再次的把那个牛绑在那个牛车前面，而农夫呢就跑上那个牛车。
And this time the farmer said, "Nice ox, kind ox."
if it's not too much trouble for you, would you mind putting those cards for me? If you don't want to, never mind. If you can, I'd be very grateful. And because he spoke kindly to the ox, that ox strained every muscle. You can see the blood veins starting to come out from the skin. Sweat come out from the ox's mouth. He pulled and he pulled, and what happened? Nothing.
因为他的主人好好的跟他说，所以他那个牛就尽力的拉，你可以看到他蛮牛大汗，然后他结果就这样马车全部都紧绷了，努力的拉，不过呢，那牛是没有动。那个主人说啊，没关系，哦，只是钱而已罢了嘛。
And the ox said, "Doesn't worry, I'm just loosening up."
他说，别怕，我只是在放松而已。
So the ox strained again. He pulled and he pulled and he pulled, and what happened?
对，他可能放松了一下后，还是在努力的拉，还是没有动。
So he said, "Now I'm warming up." The next time, he tightened his muscles, he dug his hooves into the earth, and he pulled, and he pulled, and he pulled, and this time, you could hear when the axle starts to move.
对，这第一次尝试呢，你可以看到它把它马上用力的拉，然后你可以听到和牛车移动的声音。在佛法里面，我们永远都是做尝试的。
Until in no time at all, the last cart was where the first cart once stood. They won the next.
So,
So the farmer never needed to work anymore. And the ox could eat the sweetest of grass and lay around in the shade of the most luxurious of trees. Both lived happily ever after. Why? Because the farmer spoke kindly to the ox.
所以呢，那个农夫赢了那笔钱，他们可以退休了，可以享受奢华的生活。那个牛呢，也可以休息，躺在树下，吃那个最甜的草。为什么呢？ 因为他的农夫主人好好的跟他说，那个就是本圣经里面的一个故事，很好的故事。So
if you need a raise in your salary at work, don't shout at your boss. Say, "Nice boss, kind boss, you're such a wonderful boss. It is not too much trouble for you. And if your boss is a Buddhist who comes from Triple Wisdom Temple, he must give it out.
如果你的老板是一个佛教徒，而他是从他非常常他偏啊学的话，他一定会给你。
Question two here: can a lay person attain enlightenment? Of course they can.
一个在家人可以获得正觉吗？可以获得觉悟吗？答案是当然可以的。
Wow, this is a long question.
can it be said that when the Buddha left his family to seek enlightenment, he did fulfill his responsibilities as a husband, as a father, and a son? Because of that, his family members might have suffered from the loss of whatever he could have given them. So, is this okay for the Buddha to have left his family?
当佛陀离开他家出家的时候，我们可以分别说他没有尽了丈夫的责任，没有尽了父亲的责任，没有尽了孩子的责任。
Please remember, number one, when the Buddha left his family, he wasn't enlightened yet. He wasn't a Buddha yet.
我们要记得，当佛陀在出家那一时，他还没有正觉，他还没有觉悟。
And number two, when he left his family, it wasn't like you leaving your family. He lived in this palace.
第二呢，他离开他家庭的时候，他家庭不像你们的，他的家庭是在一个皇宫的环境生活。
So his wife and son were very well looked after.
所以他的太太和他的孩子都可以做到很好的照顾。
But anyway, the story has a happy ending. His wife became enlightened, his son became enlightened, and so, like all good stories, it had a happy ending.
无论如何，最终有个好的结局啊！他已经也正觉，他的孩子也先正觉啊！对，这都是很好的结局。
Isn't Nirvana the Buddhist version of heaven? Is the Buddha living in Nirvana, existing in a state of Nirvana? Are there other Buddhas living in Nirvana? Can you name or give some examples of these Buddhas in Nirvana? Nirvana isn't a heaven. It's much better than heaven.
有人问我，Nirvana是不是另外一种快乐的意思哦？像好像天堂那种快乐哦？我师父说，不是的，Nirvana并不是天堂。
Imagine going to heaven. Many of you may have got divorced. What happens if you and your ex-wife end up in heaven together?
想象你去了天堂。 啊，你们有些人已经离婚了，想看如果你去了天堂，而你的离婚的另一方也去了天堂，会发生什么事情？Some
of them get married, and one of the partners die, they get remarried. But if all goes to heaven, who becomes your wife? The first one, or the second one, or the third one, or the fourth one?
所以有些人已经离婚了，然后他的另外一半又在结婚。那你们都一起去了天堂的时候，那么谁是谁的丈夫，谁是谁的太太？
In heaven, can you have your pets, the dogs and cats go to heaven?
在天堂，你可以带你的宠物上去吗？你的猫、你的狗可以带上去吗？
Because sometimes you love your dog very much, and you'll miss your dog if it's going to heaven.
因为有些人很爱他们的宠物啊，如果你去了天堂没有带他们去，你会很想念他们啊。
So does that mean in heaven? At night time, all the dogs must be barking, barking, barking.
在天堂的话，如果有我的话，是不是那狗也会常常吠呀吠呀，吵到你不能睡？So
actually, the idea of heaven is very silly.
所以天堂这个概念是很愚蠢的。But
Nirvana is much better.
我涅槃呢，比这个天堂好的多了。Nirvana
is emptiness, nothing there. Finish, gone. This is why a Christian told me before I left, a couple of months ago, this Christian came up to me and said, nothing is better than Jesus. I said, yes, you're right.
我涅槃是空的，涅槃是一切都没有，一切都灭尽。我曾经有一个基督教徒，他告诉我说， Nothing is better than Jesus. Nothing is better than God. 没有意义，没有动力，或者是很危险，是的， nothing.
Yeah.
是比连 Jesus 更好。
我问你一下，自杀在佛的是被允许的吗？
我一个病得很严重，好像得了患了很严重的癌症哦。
Now, let me ask you, did the Buddha commit suicide?
我问你, 佛陀有没有自杀?
The Buddha was supposed to have died through eating a bad meal.
在故事在传说中，佛陀是因为吃了一餐很不好的食物而去世的，而圆寂的。
Did the Buddha not know what he was about to eat?
难道佛陀不知道他要吃的东西是什么吗？
Did he know that that meal was going to kill him?
他不知道那一餐会让他死去吗？
Is that committing suicide? Is it something he knows going to kill him?
如果他知道那一餐会让他死去，那他不是在自杀吗？
When you can answer that question, you have the answer to this one.
当你有答案的时候，你就可以回答这个问题。
Make you think. Why is it that people cannot receive grace?
为什么有些人不能够接受成长呢？
Why is it you may say to the sequel, thank you so much for organizing the talk. Thank you for working so hard for us. Does the sequel say, oh, it's nothing, never mind, never mind. Is that what they say?
为什么每次你们是不是，哦，谢谢哦，谢谢你，然后只是说啊，没有啦，没有什么。
We very rarely receive grace.
我们很少获得成长。
But we always receive criticism.
我们常常都是听到人家的批评。
We get it the wrong way around.
我们就是做错了。
If your husband criticizes you, if your wife criticizes you, always remember why you have two ears.
如果你的太太或者是你的丈夫批评你，
Once to go in, once to go out.
你要记得为什么你有两只耳朵，那就是为了让一个听进去，一个让它出来。
But if you receive grace, always put one. Stop.
如果你听到称赞了，就把一边耳朵关起来，把那个称赞收起来。
Because if you receive praise, you will try even harder to do a good thing again, to get more praise.
因为如果你人家称赞你的话，你会更加努力的做更好的事情，让人家来称赞你。
That's why we give prizes to children at school when they do well. We encourage them, carry on doing better.
这就是为什么我们给那些在学校有成绩好的学生奖励和奖品，让他们更加受鼓励，学得更好。
That's why we cheer our sports team when they score a goal. It encourages them to score more goals.
所以当我们的体育健将获得冠军的时候，获得金牌的时候，我们都为他鼓掌，就是要鼓励他们再继续努力，拿到更多的金牌。
That's why you should praise and cheer your husband when he buys you a new dress. This is your wonderful husband. Oh, you're so sensitive, you're kind. You're the best husband in the whole of Penang. You're absolutely
you're going to be the best.
A psychologist told me this. Done by science. If you praise your wife, it takes 40 seconds for her to hear the praise.
一个心理学家告诉我说，如果你称赞你的太太，她需要14秒。
So if you tell your wife, you're such a wonderful wife, you're so caring, you're such a good mother, you look after the house, I'm so happy to have married you, you're so beautiful and so charming. She hasn't heard it yet. She's starting to think, what does he want?
Thank you. 那你告诉你的太太说，哦，你是一个很棒的太太哦，你真的很关爱我哦，你是最美的哦，啊，你帮我做了这么多东西等等。他还能听到，他还在讲，他到底有什么？
You have to stop what keep from going. It's a beautiful day. You dress so well. You're so kind and you're so warm and your food is so delicious. When the 42nd mile comes in, then she will heal.
所以呢，你应该继续的成长，记得要54秒。你一直在讲说，他你很好啊，你很好，听等等，直到54秒你才听，所以当那时候他才能够听得到。
But you do one.Absolutely, this is darling. You must pack me up that dress. You say that to her, and she goes straight in. She remembers that all week.
那当你批评她的时候，你说：“哦，你穿的内裤看起来很胖哦。”她马上听进去了。
Why is that?
为什么？
You should be the other way around.
应该是相反的吧。
So please be someone who always receives praise.Say thank you. Yes, that's a good choice. It was a good choice.
所以呢，当人家称赞你的时候，你应该接受的话，对呀，是啊。如果说啊，师傅说，跟师傅说，你演讲很好，师傅说，对呀，很好的演讲啊。
Okay, another phrase. Dear Ajahn Brahm, you mentioned that there's no red packet in the question box. So here's one. We are all good disciples. Thank you very much for the Dharma you shared with us.Indeed, by listening to the Dharma, the stories, the jokes, and looking at your smiling face, which is like a laughing Buddha, can also make one happy. Thank you again for all this great satisfied and happy new year. That's another very wise person.
这是我们的一个听众称赞师傅啊，感谢师傅他的开始很好，让他学了很多东西啊！谢谢师父。
And again, somebody said to me in Australia, if you keep receiving praise, won't you get a big head?
有人在澳洲有人问我，如果你常常接受人的称赞，你不会越来越大吗？也是说你会越来越自负，越来越傲慢吗
？And the actual answer is no.You'll
get a big heart. 答案是不会的，你得到的不是大头，而是大心，也就是说你的心会越来越宽容大量。
If you praise a person for being kind, for giving, for doing a good job, they will try harder next time.
如果你称赞一个人，然后说他们做得很好，他们会更加受鼓励，而会继续的做更好的事情。
Here we go. This is the recent retreat which I just gave in Indorama. The recent retreat we conducted is the Vipassana meditation. And I recently attended a Vipassana meditation course in Rukmini, and the monk told me I have the potential. I did not understand what he meant.
我最近参加了一个禅修营，那个禅修营是比巴萨那的，也就是观的禅修营。有个师傅说我很有潜力，我不明白他到底讲什么。
I am a pretty intellectual person and would like to teach the Dharma if I can, but my knowledge is not deep enough in the area of meditation.
我是一个很有学术性的人，不过我对佛法的认识不够深，我想教，不过我又教不来。
I was brought up in a Taoist Buddhist home, but when I was in university, I became a Bible proof reader. Bible Christian.
Oh, 我是在一个佛道家庭，佛教和道教家庭两个了。不过当我去了大学，我变成一个基督教徒。
I did not have a belief system. Lately, I started meditation under the Eightfold Foundation.It was appealing, but I felt it was not up to my level of intellectual. So I did Vipassana. I said I'm not PhD.
Oh, 后来我参加了佛教的禅修课程。I get it.
He said I did not believe in any religion. I started meditating, but I thought it was not up to my intellectual level.
我对 对任何宗教都没有定义，然后我去学吉他就说，不过我可能我的智慧不到那个标准哈，所以可能我只是学维巴萨那吧。
How can I go from now? I would like to contribute to the Dharma.
我现在要怎么做呢？我能够怎么样为佛法做出贡献呢？
So this questioner has a PhD from university.
他是一个博士哈。
Do you know what PhD stands for?
你知道 PhD 代表什么吗？
It stands for Permanent Head Studies.
PhD 是代表说 permanent head damage 就是说永久性的脑受伤了，脑坏了。
I told the story of professor of philosophy in Penang.
我讲过一个在槟城的一个哲学博士的故事，哲学教授的故事。
This man was so clever, so intellectual.
这个教授是非常聪明，非常有学术性的。
And he liked his food, special food.
他喜欢吃美食，特别的食物。
So when he heard a new restaurant had opened up on Gurney Drive, a five-star restaurant, he made a booking.
所以当他听到 Gurney Drive 有一间新开的五星级的餐馆的时候，他就去预定了那个座位。
He had to wait 2 months to get reservation. It was so popular.
他只要用了两个月的时间才订到位。
And when it came to the night of his reservation, he dressed in a very expensive suit and tie because fancy restaurants have dress code.
所以当他预定座位的那一天到来的时候，他就穿了一个很漂亮的外衣外套去参加，因为那些五星级的餐馆一定要穿一个很衣服去参加的。
It reminds me, this is another story. It reminds me so much because I'm a leading Buddhist in Australia. I got invitation once.To a state dinner in Parliament House, Canberra, with Queen Elizabeth.
Oh, so this reminds me, I think in Australia, first, I was invited to attend a country dinner to meet the English King.
The invitation was signed by the then Prime Minister, John Howard.
那个请柬当时是当时的首相，当时的总理，澳洲总理 John Howard 亲自签名的。
And I asked my mum, should I go? She said, yes, you must go.
然后我问我的志愿的其他弟兄说，我应该不应该去？他们说应该去啊，去啊。
But there was a big problem.
一个问题。
Yes, sir.
他有不适的问题，因为要去参加的国宴哦，必须要穿那个正式的衣服。
This was Queen Elizabeth. This big dinner has a very strict dress code.
所以那个是一个很特别的宴会，英女王也会参加，所以他们有很严格的服饰的要求。
I looked at the invitation. There was three choices.
所以在那个请柬里面，它是有三个选择。
The first said black tie.
第一个选择是黑色的领带。
Now I don't know, I don't know these things. So I said, is that all you wear? Nothing else?
那我是一个不接话，我什么都不懂啊，我就问其他人说。难道你只穿一个黑色的领带，然后其他不穿吗？
Very talking no black tie means you have a suit, a black shoe, black tie. That's what black tie means. It means more than just a tie.
其他平时告诉我的不是的，你还要穿一个黑色的外衣啊，长裤啊，然后再穿一个黑带。
but no one had a tie in my temple of any color.
我的寺庙任何颜色的发财带都没有啊。
So I couldn't go with that.
所以我不能这样去。
So the second choice was military uniform.
第二个选择就是穿军服啊。
And I thought, even if I hire one fancy dress shop, it's not
common
for a monk to go in
military uniform. 我想，即使我能够从衣服店里面租一个一套的军服，也不适合一个穿军的去参加宴会吧。
So I looked for the third choice.
我就看第三个选择。
The third choice said, long dress.
So, 回到那个教授哈，去了那餐馆，他们见了他是真的有预定座位，所以他们就让他进去。
And you would not believe just how posh, how expensive that restaurant was. All the decorations were like being in a palace.
你可能不相信那个餐馆是多么的豪华，它的一切的装修就好像在皇宫里面一样。
The waiter was dressed like English butler.When they gave him the menu is written on this beautiful parchment in calligraphy, the sort you'd expect to see in Buddhist temple. It was amazing.
过的时候，那个布幕是多么的美丽，它是用很珍贵的羊毛，用很漂亮的书法写成的。
So, the professor took the menu, said thank you, ate the menu, and then paid his bill.
所以那个教授呢，就拿了那个餐券，他点餐书，然后就跟他说谢谢，然后就把它吃掉，然后。
Because professors don't know the difference between the menu and the food.
那个教授不明白，那个 menu 和那个食物到底有什么差别？他把那个 menu 当成他的食物。
We may learn all the sutras, be able to chant them. That's like eating the menu.
你或许读了很多经书。甚至可以送了他们，不过就这就把他们吃掉那个面目一样。
You start practicing what the sutras tell you, being virtuous, meditating, being compassionate. That's like eating the food.
如果你依照佛法佛经里面讲的佛法去实践的话呢，你去实践啊，去禅修啊，那个就。好像我们把食物吃下去一样。
So please don't stop with the menus. Eat the food, otherwise you will never get as fat and happy as Ajahn.
对，不要停在 menu 那边哦，你应该吃那个食物，也就是说不要停在经典哦，应该要实践，那么你才能够像我这样啊，又啊。
So that is the last question. So thank you all for listening. It's 10 o'clock. So what are you going to say now?
Stop!
Any questions? Yes, okay.
Stillness?
Yes.
The deep state of a man.
meditation of jhana.
Yes.
Would you experience a different, very peaceful state for a meditation or anything like that?
In the jhana state, you are so still, you can't move, you can't think, you are perfectly aware, just of bliss and ecstasy, and you can't feel your body or give any
muscle.
You are aware of a mental object, not a five sense object, just a mental object, and it's just constant bliss.
Then is it possible to be in contact with that? There are some tasks in that.
Not while you're in jhana. In a jhana, you are so being in contact with anybody between the stones.
嗯，这个同学问关于禅定的境界，禅定的情况是怎么样的？是不是说在禅定的时候呢，你是清清楚楚的，不过呢，你不能动，你不能想，你只能够感觉到你的心相而已。当你出定的时候，你才会想起记起刚才那个情况是怎么样的。
Here's a story about what it's like to be in jhana.
现在想要讲一个关于禅定到底是怎么样情况的故事。
One of my disciples, his name is Greg. He'd only meditate for maybe half an hour, 40 minutes or less.
我有一个弟子，他名字叫 Greg， 他只是静坐修了大概是30到40分钟。
One Sunday afternoon at home, he told his wife, I'm going into my bedroom to meditate. So off he went.
So 一天他告诉他的太太说，我要进入我的房间，静坐禅修。
One hour later, he had come out of his room, so his wife went in to check.
过了一个钟头，他还没有出来，然后太太就奇怪，就进去讲，进去查。
He saw her husband still meditating.
他看到了丈夫还是坐在那边静静的，完全没有动。
So still, he wasn't breathing.
静很静，甚至连呼吸都没有。
Oh my God, my husband is dead.
说他了，他就说：天呀，我的丈夫已经死了。
So she called 999.
Ambulance came, the ambulance came in, they felt his pulse. No pulse. So he went to the hospital to get the ambulance. And the ambulance came in, and they said, they found that he didn't have a mic.
So they put him in ambulance.
Wife
went to
do
all the way to hospital.
So they put him in emergency room.
They put him in ECT. That line. Ding 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 emergency. It doesn't go ding ding ding, but it's much better if it did.
然后他们把他带好带进去紧急病房，然后放在那个心电图，然后心电图没有心跳，只是平平的跳心。
They put on EEG to see if his brain was working. Another flat line.
他们也把他检查脑电波，同样的脑电波也是没有动。
He was dead.
他已经死了。
So they thought.
他们以为。
It was very good fortune that that day there was an Indian man in the emergency room as a doctor.
今日那一天在紧急病房里面有一个印度医生。
The Indian doctor had heard that through meditation you can suspend all your life activities.Maybe this was one of those cases.
那个印度医生曾经听过说，在禅定境界的时候，你可以停止一切生命的现象。说可能这个就是这样。
So the doctor put these, they call them defibrillators, pass electric shock through your body, try to get your heart start.
所以他的医生就放那个起搏器在他的胸口，想要让他的心在冲。
help. How long?
Many, many times they try to get his house started. Nothing works.
他们尝试了很多次，很多次，即使没有效。
Until he decided to come out of his meditation.
就让他决定从病啊出来。
He opened his eyes. He let up.
所以他醒来时候就问：“哎，我在哪里呢？我不是在我的心房里面吗？怎么我在这边呢？”所以他的心跳啊，他的脑电波都恢复正常。
The doctor gave a full examination, could find absolutely nothing wrong with him.
医生帮他做了特别的检查，找不到有什么问题，说他就跟他太太走回家。
I asked him, "Did you hear the sirens of the ambulance?" He didn't hear anything.
我问他你没有听到那些外面的声音啊，那些救伤车滴滴滴滴的声音啊？他说我一点都听不到。
Did you feel those ambulance men picking up and putting you in the ambulance? Did you feel those electric shocks in your body? I didn't feel anything.
我看你没有感觉到他们把你抬进救伤车，你没有感觉他们用那个起搏器电你啊？他说我一点感觉都没有。
Were you unconscious? No, I've never been so aware in my life.
他说：“你是不是昏迷不醒啊？”他说：“没有啊，我很清楚，而且我从来没有这么清醒过。”
What were you aware of? The most incredible, peaceful bliss, the best thing I've ever experienced.
你说你是觉得什么啊？他说：“我感觉到从来没有过的平静的喜悦和快乐，没有从来没有感觉过的。”
That is what a challenge.
那就是禅定的境界。
So if you're about to get into jhana, please leave a note for your wife. Don't call the ambulance. Don't be late. Don't go to the underground.
所以如果你要静坐，你要入定呢，记得有一条字条给你的太太的时候不要这样丢场子。
He told me the only bad experience.From that meditation, the only unpleasant part was the scolding he got from his wife on the way home. Don't you ever do that again?
说他从那个禅定的经验，唯一不好的话呢，就是说他在回家的路途中呢，他太太不停的骂他，以后你不要再这样做了。
So that's what happens with the chance. That's what happens.
所以禅定的境界就是这样的。
Maybe one more question before we finish.
Before we go
to work, many of you got to go to work. Yes? When is my return performance? When your karma is right.
Sadhu, Sadhu, Sadhu.